You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance? You have reached emergency roadside assistance.
Jim?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that, but I'll make sure to get you taken care of today. Are you in a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get you started. Can I have the spelling of your first name?
Would you need the one, is it my name? I mean, the name that the insurance is in or my name?
The person that's getting the roadside assistance?
A-M-A-Y-A-H McDaniel.
Okay, and the first name is A-M-A-Y-A-H?
Yes, ma'am.
Last name McDaniel, thank you. And
yes,
what's
ma'am.
The callback number in case we ever get disconnected?
One second. I don't know this number. Two five six nine one three 9971.
Thank you. That's 256-913-9971.
Yes.
Thank you. And would you like to opt into our text message feature where we send you the provider's name and phone number and the ETA?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. And may I please have your policy number or member ID number?
Yes. 00123-7838.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I just want to repeat that number back to you. I have 001-237-838.
Yes.
And have you ever used the roadside assistance before in the past?
Yes, I have.
And was it under the same policy number?
I'm not quite sure. It's been years. It's been the same insurance company, so I don't know if it changes or not.
Okay. I didn't get any results with that policy number. Can I have the VIN number? That's another way that we can search the policy as well.
One second. Could you repeat the number back to me?
001-237-838.
You said 838?
Yes.
It's supposed to be 8384.
Oh, okay. 8384?
Yes.
Let me try that. One moment. Okay. And for security purposes, can I have you to validate the original policy holder along with the address on the policy?
Francis Burris, 1110. East Decatur Street.
There we go. Thank you so much. And what vehicle are you calling in about? What's the year, make, and model?
Ford Mustang 2010.
Thank you. And the color of the vehicle?
Blue.
Okay. And what's the issue that you're having with the vehicle today?
I think my coolant pipe, it's like a pipe on it. Basically, it won't hold water or coolant, and I can't crank it or move it, and I needed it towed somewhere.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. So I have a question. Will the vehicle still shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes, it'll do all of that. It just won't stay running.
Okay, so we're going to get you set up for a towing service. I just have a couple of more questions needed for the driver. If it doesn't apply, you can just state no, okay?
Okay.
All right, do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
I think it's standard. I'm not quite sure. Not positive.
Okay, no worries. And is the service today being done as a result of an accident?
Ma'am.
You said no accident?
What did you say, ma'am?
Is today's service that's being done, is this a result of an accident?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And will you be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
Yes.
Okay. And the keys will be on scene as well?
Yes.
All right. And will anyone be needing a ride with the tow truck provider?
No, ma'am. Does someone have to be there with the vehicle?
I'm sorry. Repeat that for me.
I said, does someone have to be there with the vehicle?
No, we can do what we call an unattended tow. You would just have to leave the keys with the vehicle, make sure one of the doors is unlocked, and agree to a verbal waiver that if anything happens to the vehicle before the driver's arrival, that we're not responsible.
Okay, I'll do that. I may not be there, but I'll take the keys back to it.
Okay, so you want to do an unattended tow?
Yes.
All righty. And you do agree to the waiver?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and where will you leave the keys to the vehicle?
Probably in the cup holder.
All right, let me make some notes on the account. Give me just a moment. Okay, so I just have to get you mapped and located now. Is the vehicle at a business or a residence?
Oh, it's at a business, a store.
Okay, and what's the address?
Oh, I'm not sure of the exact address, but it's Circle K in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
You said Circle K in Muscle Shoals?
Yes.
Do you know the street that it's sitting on?
Is it Woodward? Is that on Woodward? It's Avalon and Woodward. Avalon and Wilson down.
Okay, it looks like I have it mapped. Is it across from a Paradise Food Mart?
Yeah, it's right across from there.
Okay, so I have 2525 Avalon Avenue at the Circle
mm-hmm.
K. And is the vehicle going to a business or a residence?
Oh, it's going to go to a resident.
Okay, what's that address?
It's the same one that's on file, 1110 Decatur Street.
Okay, one moment. All right, so I have 1110 Decatur Street in Tuscumbia, Alabama. It's going to a residence. It's getting your... everything mapped for you. Okay, so it's showing that you're fully covered. It's about a 4-mile tow. So you're good to go. We can go ahead and release the line. What I'll do is reach out to a driver, get everything situated for you. Just make sure to answer your phone at all times because it may be the driver calling. You did opt into the text message feature. So you will receive a text of the driver's name and phone number and the estimated time of arrival. Was there anything else I could assist with today?
A little bit.
Okay, well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Thank you.
My pleasure.